Hey, ambitious mama. Welcome to Becoming with Lauren Ricks. I'm so excited and so honored you are here. This podcast is for you if you are an on-the-go mompreneur looking for a different way of doing life and business, a more God-centered way that feels aligned with how you want to show up in this season of life you are in right now. Because I see you, mama, hustling around the clock, burnt out, and missing out on all the moments that you thought you would see because you can't let go of the hustle. There is a different way. And in this podcast, we will cover conversations about God and your faith, being an entrepreneur, all things mother, and out of the box thinking. I cannot wait to take you on this journey with me. Hello and welcome back to Becoming with me, Lauren Ricks. I am coming to you today with kind of a personal story. Like I said, I don't know when I said this, but a couple weeks ago or last week, I don't know, sometime I said this. I want this podcast to not just be like me coming to you and teaching and mentoring, even though I absolutely love that and I want to share with you the things I'm going through. And I know I have a podcast topic coming soon of just like the ahas I've had this week in my own personal growth journey. So that will probably be the next podcast that comes out. But I wanted to share today something that is a personal story to me and my husband, and I want to share it because I want to connect with you more. I want you to not just see me as like, she's teaching things and she knows things and experiences and stuff like that, but I really want us to connect on a personal level so you can see where I'm coming from and know my backstory and all the things, right? And I actually had a play date this week with a newer mom friend, and this topic, this story got brought up, and it was every time I share this story, it literally reminds me how important trust in God is and how I have so many stories that I can refer back to in my own personal journey, my own personal life, of all the different ways God has showed up for me and how I have proof that I am able to trust him. And this is honestly a huge thing I struggle with in my business, or I should say have struggled with in my business, is really fully giving that trust over to him. And this is going to be a whole different topic, but the whole feminine energy part of energetics and us as a being, I have a really hard time with. And it's really me, and I think about it when I think about like feminine energy, one of those things is leaning back and trusting God. And it's easier for me to trust him in my personal life because I have so much proof of him showing up in my personal life to be able to trust him. And for whatever reason, I have a block there a little bit with my business, and that's just something I personally am working on, is stepping into this feminine energy and really learning to lean back and flow and flex and let God come in just as much as I do, right? And that's going to be a whole nother topic for another day. But today's topic, today's conversation is going to be the conversation and the story of how we conceived our children. I know, crazy, right? But I want to share the story to just share with you, one, to connect with you, and two, the power of when God has something in your plan and there's something that maybe is blocking it, that he will show up and make it happen, right? Okay, so let's jump in. I am going to share, I know in the future too, our miscarriage story, but right now I'm going to start with Grayson's conceiving story. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritties, but I want to just share like the leading up to it, right? Because that's really the meat and the potatoes of how we can look back on situations and see like, oh my gosh, God was so there. He was literally there walking me through it. In the midst of it, I didn't understand. But now when I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, all these things happened, had to have happened. God made them happen for us to have these children, right? So with Grayson, we experienced 2 miscarriages before we had Grayson, and that will be a whole nother podcast I'll share. But we had 2 miscarriages pretty back to back, March and then May. And then in September, I got pregnant with Grayson. And I was seeing a doctor, and he was a high risk doctor, and he had me do Lovenox injections, and I did something in the beginning of my pregnancy too to like keep the baby like growing, right? I forget what that's, progesterone, there we go. And then we were induced a week and a half early just to make sure that everything was okay. And while I had my miscarriages, we did a bunch of testing on me, blood tests, and I found out that I have MTHFR. I have a blood clotting disorder. And now that I know, it's crazy how many people actually have this blood clotting disorder. And it's just crazy. It's crazy to me how many people have this. So had Grayson, and my pregnancy, when I'm pregnant, I'm like, I feel like, knock on wood, the best pregnancies. I'm sick a little bit. I feel good, but you know, pregnancy. Had Grayson. He actually had his umbilical cord wrapped around his head, so he came out a little bit purple, and he wasn't crying right away, so that was a little bit freaky. I actually look back on the video of him being born right away, and I'm like, I hold my breath every single time, like, is he gonna be alive? Is he gonna make it? Obviously he makes it because he's 5 and a half now. But that was my kind of like my story, how we conceived him. And even with my birth with him, I feel like that whole experience, I went in knowing I wanted a natural birth, but when it's your first, you just really don't know what you have a say in and what you don't. What you can say, I don't want to do that, or I feel like I want to do this. And I kind of just went with the flow, and I told my nurses, like, I want to have a natural birth. So that's what I did. I was induced with Pitocin, which made, I feel like, everything so much longer. But that was my story with him. And then fast forward 3 years, I got pregnant with Parker, and the conceiving leading up to conceiving her is so crazy to me when I look back on this. Nick was actually gone the week. He was gone a week in November. And I was going to go pick up Grayson from daycare. And on our way home, I started like seeing spots, and I started to not like, I just felt funny in my head, like seeing spots. And I was kind of like getting like tunnel vision. And we got home, and I remember like I remember getting Grayson set up with a show and like a snack to just like occupy him. But everything was just getting like really crazy. Like I couldn't hardly see. Like it was very, very tunnel vision. I started to get super disoriented. Like my speech was slurred. I also didn't hardly recognize anybody. So I was like trying to call my best friend, and I was like texting her, and I was like, something's not right. I don't know what's happening. I don't feel right. I was able to call my sister and talk to her on the phone, and she's like, I am on my way. I'll be there in 2 hours. And she actually called the ambulance because she's a nurse. So she was like, Lauren, you could be having a seizure. You could be having a stroke. I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm going to call the ambulance and have them come and pick you up. And so by that point, by the time the ambulance got there, I was in the bathroom throwing up, super disoriented. I couldn't hardly speak. I could say like a couple words. And they brought me to the ER. And in that time, my best friend's husband actually came to get Grayson to meet us at the ER. And when he showed up, I was like, Joelle, there's somebody weird at my house. I don't know who this person is. He's saying I'm supposed to give him Grayson. And she's like, Lauren, it's Sean. It's my husband. He's going to take Grayson, and I'm going to meet you at the hospital, and then I'll take Grayson until your sister gets here. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. So get in the ambulance, get to the hospital. By the time I get to the hospital, I'm completely like normal, pretty much. I can speak. I can talk. I know who everybody is. The tunnel vision is gone, like so strange. They do an MRI and a CAT scan on my brain and they come back and say everything's normal. Like you look perfectly normal. Everything looks healthy. Like it sounds like it maybe was just a migraine. And I was like, holy freaking hell, that's a migraine? People have those all the time? Like that's insane. That's like, how do you function like that, right? So I end up going home. Nick drives home. He was out of state. Like I said, he drives home as soon as he heard that I was taken to the hospital. And he was home the next day. And then that weekend, we conceived Parker. So it's just crazy when I look back on that because I'm like, God was like, your husband's out of state. You're ovulating. This girl, this baby has to be brought into the world. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get your husband home in time so you can ovulate so she can be brought into the world. Like what? What? Craziest thing, I've never had a migraine since then. I am not somebody who gets migraines. That's the first and only and last migraine I've ever gotten. It brought Nick home. We conceived Parker that weekend and then we had her, you know, 9 months later or whatever. And her birth story too, like it was so empowering. I feel like with her and her pregnancy, it was just, I went into it knowing exactly what I wanted. And yes, obviously, and I can talk about this too, because I'm really passionate and love talking about like birth and natural birth and pregnancy. But I went into it knowing that I really wanted a speedy and fast and furious labor. And I prayed about it and I envisioned it. And every morning I would like think about how I wanted my labor to be. And when I got to 40 weeks, I asked if we could be induced, and Parker was super low. Like I could feel the pressure on my cervix, and the doctor was like, "Yeah, we can do Pitocin." I was like, "I think I just want to get my water broke." Like I with Parker's pregnancy and Parker's labor and delivery, I learned how to listen to myself and voice what I needed, what I felt like my body needed, and we went in, my water was broke, and literally 3.5 hours later, I pushed her out. And through that whole delivery, right, I was the one leading. I was listening to my body, and like when I was like, I need to be like sitting on a ball, I need to be in the tub. Even when I was pushing her out, I remember being in the tub in like a squatting position and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to push, like go get the doctor, it's happening. And she's like, okay, just hold on, I'll go get her. And I'm like, I can't hold on, it's coming. So we got out of the tub and I remember she's like, hey, lay down on the bed. And as soon as I laid down, the contractions went away. And I was like, that feeling of having to push went away. And I was like, nope, this is not happening. And I was like, I need to be in a squatting position like I was in the tub. And I just remember the looks on the nurses' faces. Like, what? What? Like, how are you going to do that? And I was like, don't you guys have like a bar I can like hold on to like hoist myself up and hold myself up and push her out? And they're like, no. And I was like, okay, then I'm holding myself up. Nick was behind me, like pushing me up too, in this squatting position on the delivery bed. And the doctor right in front of me, and I literally just remember pushing her like one or two times, pushing her out. And then I pulled her out physically myself, and the doctor helped and laid her on my chest. Like it was the most empowering moment of my whole entire freaking life. And I feel like since that day, I have been able to listen to my body. It's like, it almost was like it helped me advocate to listen to myself and my own intuition, that whole experience. Cause I went into it being like, this is what my body needs and this is what we're doing, right? And that's just my story. Like everybody has their own labor and delivery story. For me, it was so empowering, just me being able to listen to my body and do what my body needed and advocate for myself, right? So it's just crazy, like looking back at so many moments that have been pivotal in my life for growth and for people, like even mine and Nick's story. I can look back now and see how God was touching us in every single way, how he was leading us in every single way. And I know if you're in the midst of a mess right now, whether it's, you know, you're trying to get pregnant or you're struggling with IVF, or you're having miscarriages, or you haven't found, you know, your soulmate, or you haven't found the right man, or you're in the middle of like chaos just in your household, or you're struggling with kids, or you're struggling with your marriage, or you're struggling with your health and fitness, like struggling with your business. Like there's so many different things, right, that we can look at when we're in the midst of it and we're like, I don't get it. I don't understand God. I don't understand. And I think one of the biggest things when I look back, even though I didn't understand, I was always like, guide me, God. Guide me. Guide me. Guide me. Guide me. I trust you. Guide me. Right? And so when I look back now, I can see that He was literally guiding me through all these moments that were so big in my life. And it's just so powerful. I'm sure you can do the same thing, like looking back on certain areas of your life or all your whole life, right? And see the moments where God was so present. And sometimes I think, especially as moms, with little kids, building businesses, it's really hard to forget that we can go to Him no matter what, right? When we feel like we're struggling, instead of getting lost in the doing, come back to just praying. God, show me the way. What would you have me do today, God? Help me be present. Help guide me. I'm open for the next step. I'm open for my path. I'm open for X, Y, and Z, right? And asking those questions and then stepping back to receive the answer and quiet the noise around us to hear the answer. So that's a little bit of my personal story. I would love to hear from you guys if you have had a similar story or you're like just want to chat about this. I would love to hear from you. My DMs are open at @LaurenRicks_. And I would love to hear your pregnancy and labor delivery stories. Like I said, I love talking about this kind of stuff. And also, if you haven't seen yet, my Unbecoming course will be live on March 15th. We will be going, be launching, I guess is what people say. I don't know. I'll be having my Unbecoming course starting on March 15th. It'll be a 3-day experience. And right now the prices are on early bird for $111. So it's literally like a no-brainer. If you're listening to my podcast and you're like, I want more, I want to learn deep dive, this is going to be the place to start to literally learn how to unbecome. So then we can learn how to become and step into the woman we desire to be with the life we desire to be. So this program is going to be so powerful. I'm going to be sharing some new concepts that I've been learning, that I've been embodying over the last couple weeks, last couple months, and bringing it to you in this course. And it's going to be so transformative for you. There also is an upgrade option right now that is literally a no-brainer if it fits into your life and your routine right now. You can upgrade for 4 weeks and have private mentoring with me in Voxer along with my workbook feedback, which the clients I've had that have had the workbook feedback in the Voxer mentoring have said that has been the most game changer for them in their experience. So that is happening in March. Prices are on early bird special right now until March 1st. The link will be in the show notes if you want to check that out. Otherwise, I will see you guys next time. Thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you share on your social media, please tag me and let me know your biggest takeaways, your thoughts @LaurenRicks_. Thank you again, guys. Bye.